U.S. greater than 100 businesses in Ipoh affected by Malaysian woman who defied home quarantine, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz 100 businesses in Ipoh affected by Malaysian woman who defied home quarantine news. E-Penjana, machines will receive up to RM100 through e-wallets, expected by end of July, T&C apply. Two new clusters detected in Klang and Sarawak from foreigners and returning Malaysians. Malaysian girl warns netizens of Twitter user who used her IG photos for pornographic content. Tesla could potentially be opening shop in Singapore. Student feels bad for not finishing food, leaves pocket money and apologizes through note. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. From egg hunter to protector, Malaysian battles to save turtles. Majin Company helps struggling farmers and saves their fresh produce from going to waste. One Singapore dollar would have always been RM1 if Malaysia didn't pull out of this 1967 agreement. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. People Features Lifestyle, free this Sunday? Check out Sunky OG's visual exhibition of human colors and coexistence. Machines can get over RM1,000 off on Samsung products at this upcoming Samsung Super Brand Day on Shopee. Wab tries, we ate roasted crickets and honestly, it tastes really good. Health DG, the use of smart wristbands for people under surveillance can be considered. Grandma thinks IKEA shark plushie looked too fierce, sews up its jaws making it cute. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. The one where they all reunite, FRIENDS special might begin filming next month. Malaysia's handmade incense craftwork is a declining art and we should preserve it. 8 things you probably didn't know about the Baba Nyanya culture but you should. 10 Malaysian songs that you need to listen to from the early 2000s. There's actually a Syed Siddiq fan fiction on Wattpad and we're not sure how to feel about it. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Gulap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Chup, crocodile as a pet, shepherd plays who's most Malaysian. The new norm, how Malaysians enjoy ice cream with friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. For the past few days, we've been familiar with selfish Malaysians who despite were given strict orders to home quarantine themselves, chose to deliberately ignore those orders and went out to their own likings. The case that first came to attention was of the Ipoh woman who seemed to be having a cup of coffee at Bandar Meru Raya on the 6th of July. It became worse when she was tested positive for COVID-19 and was admitted to Hospital Raja Permaisuri Bainan. Not only did her actions pose as a risk to public health and safety, but it also affected the vendors and shop owners of the establishments she visited. Vice President of Bandar Meru Raya's Entrepreneur Club, Nizam Baharudin, told Siner Harian that at least 100 businesses have suffered ever since the picture of the woman went viral. Nizam Baharudin. He added that the number of visitors to the shops in Bandar Meru Raya have dwindled following the news about the woman. Nizam and the fellow vendors there don't feel that it's right for netizens to blame the shop owners even though they have followed the set SOPs. It's not stated that we're required to inspect a person till we have to look under a person's sleeves. Only after the picture went viral many realized the pink tag meant that the person is supposed to home quarantine. A person getting their person under surveillance plus wristband being put on by authorities. As of now, the Bandar Meru Raya's Entrepreneur Club is not planning to take any legal actions towards the woman but have given complete responsibility to the police and the Ministry of Health to take any necessary actions. The club owners have sought help from the local fire department to perform a complete sanitization on the premises. We hope those who are supposed to be home quarantined take this situation seriously, as you're not only endangering the lives of others, you're also affecting their livelihood. For the umpteenth time, we'd like to remind you, if you're a puss, just stay home. Also read, photos, more machines are disobeying home quarantine and loitering outdoors despite warnings. Source, Facebook source, Signer Harian source, Negri Sembilan Kini share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.